Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 53. Thank you so much for listening. If you have been listening, you know that I have been traveling recently. And so many thoughts have come up about that. But one yesterday, as I was riding on my little shuttle through the airport, it just occurs to me what a weird thing airports are. And I haven't thought this through well enough. And I totally recognize that there are other things that might qualify as equal, but it's just the amount of space and resources and concrete and shopping and space, just so people can come to a place, wait for a while, and go somewhere else. All it is a big honking structure for people to walk through to go get on a vehicle on a, I guess planes aren't technically called vehicles. I don't know. Does a vehicle cover things that fly? Anyway, a plane. Well, and sometimes other vehicles to get to that plane. And now I want to know what the actual definition of an actual vehicle is. Like, does it have to involve wheels? And if so, how many? Because planes have wheels. And does it travel on the ground? So anyway, all right. Google it, I guess. Just the fact that you're walking in to walk to another space to get in a plane to go somewhere else. Like, the amount of just stuff and structure, like I said, I just was thinking about the huge amount of parking that we have and just the amount of acreage and space that this takes up. You know, how many people are parking in these garages and how many people are not parking in the garages, right? You go in, you get off the vehicle or you get dropped off and you move on and you walk in and you find your gate and then poof, out the back door. And it's just, I don't know, it just struck me as sort of like, I don't want to say a waste of resources because that's not really quite true, but waste is a big word and some would argue that no, it's the perfect word. I know that. I can hear some of your voices already, but it is a use of resources. It is a suck of a lot of resources to make sure that we're safe, make sure that we have really expensive water and food to eat while we're waiting. Like, wow, I don't know. Anyway, think of how many stores are in there, how many different brands, how many people. It's just an odd thing. And it's not a place that's designed for people to live or sleep. It's just a lot of space so we can walk, move, wait, and go. And I realize that some people do sleep in airports for your plane and when your plane is missed, so yay. I'm surprised they don't like have some places that are like a little more comfortable. Just to make people a little more happy. But at the same time, you also don't want people just sacking out there either. So I get it. Anyway, that's my thought. I don't know what to make of my thought. I just was struck as I was looking out the window upon this very, very like building upon structure, upon space and cars. Just, I mean, and I'd love to look at the stats, like how many people fly out of some of these airports each day? Just how many people are we moving, you know? And then how many people are there? I mean, employees and all of that stuff. I'm sure there's stats somewhere to find. But it's amazing that we can do all of the things we do and go all the places that we go. Like, that's kind of amazing thing number one, that we can do that. But the fact that we do and that we have taken the technology and said, well, we can do this, so let's do this. And then we have crazy amounts of airplanes in the sky. I wonder how much, like, they say the whole, you know, when you have, I'm thinking of wind flow and I'm thinking of the fact that things affect wind flow, whether there's barriers, whether there's trees, whether there is not trees or whatever. But I'm just thinking like, how much does it affect the world that there are planes flying through? So it's affecting, I guess it's kind of small beans, but I don't really know in reality if it is. The airflow that's going through and the effects that that has. Like, how much effect does that have? And what does it all have an effect on? Anyway, that's my thought. So I don't know what to do with that. Like I said, certainly not gonna, I'm not saying we should take away airports or that people shouldn't work there or that people shouldn't fly. I'm just saying the awareness is in my brain. And it just, yeah, the curious of comparisons of you have malls, big, large, huge malls that people go in and they shop and they buy stuff and merchandise is moved. Granted, there's a lot of merchandise and food moved in the airport as well, but that isn't exactly the original design.
That's certainly not the purpose,
obviously. Wouldn't it be handy, though? I mean, it sucks, because if you have a mall, a real mall, in the airport, while you're wasting time waiting for your plane, or between planes, and you buy stuff, then you have to carry it with you. So Amazon could open their stores, and if you're a Prime member, you can just have it all shipped home, right? Like, I don't know if that quite works with the how Prime works, but I know Prime works because there are robots that do the work of putting the stuff in the boxes at the same time. If you are the robot putting the stuff in the box and choosing it off the shelf, why not? Free shipping for Prime members. There you go. You're welcome, Amazon. I will expect my check in the mail. Thank you very much for listening, and to my very special guest stars of the people outside of my place yelling that I assume you can hear. thank you very, very much. Yell louder so we can all hear. Anyway, have a great day, morning, afternoon, evening, whatever it is in the part of the world and the part of the day that you are in and listening to. Enjoy your coffee and tea and smoothie or whatever floats your morning boat. Anyway, have a great day. At Mornings with a Stranger on Facebook. Feel free to check us out. Subscribe on iTunes. And we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.